Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Today we're in part one, I think, let me check here, 145 of How to Have God's Life Living in You, and this is program number 247. If you'd like a copy, a CD, or a tape, audio tape, then Sharon will tell you at the end of the program how you can receive a copy. She'll tell you four different ways. The CD or the tape is absolutely free, and this includes shipping and handling as well. Today, we have a program regarding, so many of the people out in radio and TV land tell us that they are falsely accused by the government. There's all kinds of accusations. Their sons, their daughters are in prison on false charges. And they sent Ira Reiner, who was the actual district attorney of Los Angeles, was a very corrupt DA, and he was torn away from his position as district attorney because of he had sent so many people to prison and to jails that it came out. One of his jailhouse informants named Louis Tackwood was sent into our church to bring false accusations against myself. And after he was in the church for a while, he got saved. And so he spilled the beans on Mr. Ira Reiner and was telling me all the things that he wanted him to do to me. And I said, well, will you write a piece of literature on this? I mean, in heaven, this is going to be hilarious, you know, to be recalling all these things. And the Lord, it'll be played back to you just like a movie. You know, of the way that we overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And the Lord has given us, given me a chore to do. He wants me to expose all these phonies in government that are torturing people by harassing them. Torturous to put people in prison for nothing at all, just be some kind of a wild dream that Ira Reiner came up with, that the Pope comes up with, that the President follows the instructions of the Pope, that the United States, supposed to be U.S. Army, which is now the world U.N. Army, they are bombing people and killing them and ordering people, Christians, to be murdered like at Waco and other places all over the world. And shifting the blame from the Vatican to everybody else but the Vatican. But, you know, in eternity, you're going to find out that it was just the way the Lord said, that the Vatican is the mother of every abomination on the face of this earth. And the beast that is mentioned that the Vatican controls and rides on is the government, one world government. And also the media is the one that is the voice or the mouth of Satan. In the book of Revelations, it talks of out of the mouth of the dragon comes three unclean spirits. The one is the media, because everything they're saying primarily is the voice of Satan. And number two is the beast, which is the government, the world government. And the other one is the false prophet, which is Rome, the Roman Empire, Catholic, supposed to be church. And these are frog-like looking evil, unclean spirits. And we're going to talk about these things. The devil is a liar, and he's bringing accusations not only against Christians, but people that are running for office that they don't want to be in office, that the Vatican doesn't want in. And so you've got city government, county government, you've got the state government, you've got the federal government, you've got the judiciary part, and it's all controlled primarily by the Vatican. Now, there's some people in government that I've met that are not, they don't put up with that at all. They don't believe that you should bring false accusations, and some of them are pretty good people. But when they get saved, they get out of the government. Right now, see, I'm talking about the end times and how evil everything is today, and all the false accusers. And the Apostle John saw a lot of things that the Lord showed him. And I'm going to sing here with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps a song called I, John.
Well, and I just saw a mighty number well, in the middle of the air. Well, I just saw a mighty number moving way in the middle of the air. Mighty, well, I just saw a mighty number moving well, in the middle of the air. Well, I just saw a mighty number moving way in the middle of the air. Well, there were three gates in the east. Three gates in the west. Three gates in the north. Three gates in the south. And that made 12 gates to the city. Four square wide. Hallelujah. Mighty, you will I chance a mighty number. Well, in the middle of the air. I just saw a mighty number way in the middle of the air. Oh, John declared that he saw a man with 12 stars in his right hand. Well, his eyes flashed by like the burning sun. Oh, John got scared and he wanted to run. Well, he wanted to run, but his feet wouldn't go. Because he felt the dust of God about to do his own. Well, he heard a voice that said, John, take a look. Read what you see and then write a book. He saw 12 angels in the east. 12 angels in the west. 12 angels in the north. 12 angels in the south. 48 angels to the city. 4 square wide. Hallelujah. The mighty number of John saw a mighty number. Where in the middle of the air. That John saw a mighty number.
Okay, now, praise the Lord. I love the book of Revelation. I love the entire Bible. The Bible stated in the last days, you know, that the Bible talks about resisting Satan. And the way that the Lord has taught me to resist him is to expose him. And that's the only way and to clue the people of the world in on how the government works. I was very fortunate when Susie... God gave her to me as my wife. She had worked at the Los Angeles Examiner, a huge newspaper, that she was a reporter there, and she was sent out on so many different assignments, and she saw how the police department, many of the people in there were corrupt, the district attorneys were corrupt. And I never knew these things. I thought, you know, the government, red, white, and blue, and grandma, and apple pie, and all this stuff was just, you know, something that you're like committing blasphemy if you say anything against the government. But, you know, there was a time not too long ago that the United States government decided to be a one-world government, to throw in with all the other nations so that we no longer have a U.S. Constitution. Now we are under the rule of the world government, and the Bible states that this is the Antichrist led by the Roman Empire cult or church called Catholicism. Now there's a lot of people out there that will take offense at that, and they have propagandized you so much, they've subverted you to where you actually believe that you're not supposed to say anything bad about the devil's cult, the government, or the media. If you can't say anything good, then don't say anything at all. then that leaves only them that have the power to talk evil about Christianity and to burn them up like they did at Waco, the Waco massacre. And even things have become so subversive that even presidents are giving orders, because they're given to them by the Pope, to bomb innocent little babies, their mothers and their daddies all over the world, just as they did right here in the United States of America, Waco. And this government, this world government, really has no love at all for the United States of America. And that's why those that are puppets of this government, that are calling themselves United States senators and governors and U.S. FBI people, and they know very good and well they're not under the auspices of the United States of America any longer, that they're under the one world government, because they're always going to the U.N. Well, the Constitution says they got to do this with Congress first, and they got to go to the Senate and ask permission to... Bush doesn't do that. He's along with the world dictatorship called democracy. And they have the people in smaller government, like Los Angeles government, where Ira Reiner was the district attorney. He sees how ugly and rotten everything is, so he figures, well, let's get in on the party. You know, my job will be much easier if I can put people away when I get witnesses, even if they're criminals, jailhouse witnesses, and maybe let them out for a weekend to go out and do whatever they do when they get to go on some drugs or alcohol or whatever. Even some of the judges my brother used to be a disc jockey on the number one station in Nashville, and the judges, he had allowed some people to open up a nightclub for him called DJ Dan's or the Deej. And so he was there, and it was a real corrupt place, and people were in there taking drugs, and he was trying to get out of it, but he didn't want to get killed. So what happened was, he was invited to a party where all the judges were. And at that time, they were wanting to send a bunch of little Catholic women to jail for having selling pies on the front lawn of one of their churches. Now, there's some beautiful little Catholic women. They just don't realize how corrupt the hierarchy is in that, quote, church, unquote. And they had a little roulette wheel. I remember when I was a kid over in Lewistown, Montana, I used to love to go to the Catholic little bazaars that they had, because they had a roulette wheel, and you could put a dime down or something, and if you... they'd spin the wheel, and if it hit on the right number that you had it on, you'd win a ham. And back then, you know, I'm Jewish, but, you know, I ate ham and bacon and everything, because my dad didn't follow those kosher laws and everything. So kosher means clean, so I'll let you know about that, too, you Gentiles out there. And even if you become saved, you're still a saved Gentile, all right? Because... the Jews are raised from the dead. They came out of a dead man and a dead woman. So they're resurrected. And we're, you know, unusual kind of people. You know, some people just don't quite understand us. And I'm just sorry for that. You know, but you'll, by and by, you'll know more about it by and by. All right? But anyway, during this party that he was invited to, he said these judges were up there just looking. They had a great big bowl, a glass bowl, if you can picture that. It's like a big old fish bowl full of marijuana cigarettes, and another bowl just loaded full of heroin or cocaine, I guess, that they were sniffing. And they were up there gambling. They were playing poker and 21, and they're walking around in their stocking feet. And they had little boys and little girls up there in the nude serving drinks. They were underage little boys and girls. I mean, you talk about corrupt government. And when I learned all these things, I was absolutely floored. And because, you know, after I had lived a pretty clean life, I was born in Missouri, and Joplin, Missouri, and raised in Montana. I mean, they didn't see any homosexuals up there. I mean, I come from where men are men and women love it, okay? And women are women. You don't see them walking around with men's clothes on or stuff like that. But now I imagine everything has changed. I haven't been there for quite a while. But anyway, so in Los Angeles, this corrupt district attorney named Ira Reiner was trying to get me for child abuse. And then it hits the papers because they're connected with the newspapers, and then everybody thinks I'm a child abuser. And even if you're charged with it, it just goes down into people's minds. It's like a very subversive, you know, propaganda type thing to where they ruin people's lives. Well, anyway, when Lewis Tackwood, this renowned jailhouse snitch that was snitching on people falsely for Ira Reiner, he came into our church to do us in, and he got saved. And so I told him, would you write this up and put it in a piece of literature? This is just one of the hundreds of different testimonies I can give you of different people that have brought false charges against our church, against Susie and myself, that have caused the people in this world to believe that we're worse than Adolf Hitler. Well, don't you know, I could, you know, if I was unsaved, I could say, well, Ira Reiner's a homosexual and all kinds of stuff, and I don't know what he does. I mean, I could just lie, though, or I could lie about you. But, you know, fortunately, or, you know, we can't lie. Christians cannot lie. But the Vatican, their whole empire is based on lies. Satan told Eve a lie. And the Bible says that the Vatican is powered by the spirit of the great red dragon, the devil. So everything that comes out of Satan's mouth is the devil. The news media, the one world government, and the cult that runs all these things are nothing but three unclean spirits, frog-like spirits that come out of the mouth of the dragon. The first one is the media. The second is the cult, the Roman Catholic cult. And then the third is the beast, which is the government, the Antichrist. These three are the Antichrist. Now, people think that it's some man. Yes, there are many Antichrists, even in the time of John. John said so. And it's a corporate body of people that have Satan living in them. And they do all kinds of evil things, and they think it's fun. I remember when I was sitting in court with Jeffrey Dickstein, my attorney, and Sue Lewis from the Sheriff Department was sitting next to Jeffrey. And she looked over at him, and this was this false child abuse charge that they had on me that they had to drop. They dropped it, and I have newspaper articles, headlines that say Alamo charges are dropped on this child abuse matter. Okay, so she said to Dickstein, she says, isn't this fun? He says, what do you mean? He says, she said, I just love going to court like this. He says, we know Tony's not guilty, but isn't it, don't you get a kick out of it too? Jeff Dickstein didn't think it was funny at all. And I thought, it is so good that she's saying that to him, because I wanted to lead Jeffrey to the Lord, and I finally did, and I led his wife before they were married to the Lord, and then I married them over in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I said, I'm not marrying you unless you're saved. And so he did get saved, and he realizes the power of God's word, that it's the only power in the whole world that is real, you know. But Satan has power to lie, that's about it, and to kill and to steal. And so anyway, I said, Lewis Tackwood, after he got saved in the church, I said, will you write this up? And so here is something that he wrote up. Well, we called it back then Subversive Los Angeles DA Against Tony Alamo and His Church, okay? And this is by, who does this say it's by?
It says press release.
Oh, it's a press release, but it's really most of it was given to me by Louis Tackwood. Okay, go ahead and read some of it. And look at this is what we're supposed to do. If you want to resist Satan, if you're not exposing him, you're not resisting him. And therefore, you must be part of him. So as a Christian, we must keep the Lord's commandments. He said, resist the devil. To resist him, that means expose him. Teach people what he's doing so that they don't fall in, so that they know how to war against him as well. And you can use all these testimonies here to show that what is happening to you, if they're bugging you or if they're trying to put you away in prison, you could use these. This is supposed to help you. It's supposed, that's what I want to do, is help you. Okay? Finally, Ira Reiner, the DA in L.A., got fired because he caused so many people such suffering and grief that finally they got rid of him, and he is totally exposed now. Can I go ahead and read?
Los Angeles District Attorney Ira Reiner uses the criminal element to bear false witness against Tony Alamo and his church.
Okay, what that means is he uses the criminal, people that are criminals, the criminal element. He uses criminals that are in jail to bring false charges against people that are winning souls, people that are nice, clean, outstanding citizens. He's using criminals, people that have been in jail all their lives, just because they want to get out of jail for a few days. And they'll do anything to do that. If you ever get put in prison, watch out, because those criminals in there, they know if you're anybody in the world at all, they know the criminals will come up to you because they know that if you tell them certain secrets about yourself, or even if you get to know them and they don't know anything, what the government does is give them your files so they can look through your files to see, oh, I know I can, what accusation I can bring against them. And then you're seen with them, and what they do, you think they're your friend because they are friendly with you, and then they bring these accusations against you, and that way they can get out. If they can make it stick, they'll let you out of prison sometimes, just like they did Barry. What was his last name?
Haynes.
Who?
Haynes.
Barry Haynes, who was in prison in Alaska for drugs, and they pulled him out if he'd testify falsely about me in the courtroom on the IRS charge. And they had 10 of different people like that that testified falsely against me, and so many witnesses. Well, they wouldn't let any of our witnesses come. I had like thousands of witnesses, and they wouldn't let them come in because these are not courts today. They're kangaroo courts. These judges are as jacked up as everyone else, even worse. They have no conscience about sending people to prison on false charges. We're living in perilous times. Okay, go ahead and read.
District Attorney Reiner is an avid user of criminal informers to concoct false cases against innocent people. Another paid police and district attorney liar, Leslie Vernon White, who was a 7-time convicted felon, demonstrated how false confessions and testimonies have been concocted. He said that these practices were widespread in the Los Angeles Police Department and District Attorney's Office. By making a few phone calls from a payphone, he was able to receive enough information about an existing case to fabricate a false confession of an unknowing innocent prospect, which in turn would get him a weekend leave out of jail from District Attorney Reiner.
So they send you to prison for a year, 3, 10 years, life, so they can get out on the weekend. Okay? That's the caliber of people that are doing this. Then what else?
He said that among the criminal informers, the well-used slogan was, quote, why spend time, just drop a dime.
And dropping a dime means drop a dime and call the DA and come up with a false story. Okay, then what?
A notable defense attorney stated that the criminal informers, quote, don't even need a dime, unquote, to make the fraudulent calls for information to concoct false testimony.
One of my friends is Danny Davis. He was on a court case. We're going to hear about that in just a few minutes here. He was on a child molesting case of somebody. What was that group of people that, it was a daycare center in Los Angeles? The Martin McMartin case? They were accused of molesting children because of a testimony of a 2.5-year-old little kid I gave to his mother, who was, she was mentally disturbed. And they finally found that out. And she even was so mentally disturbed that she committed suicide. And they wrecked these people through the coals for years. It was the longest case that ever happened in Los Angeles, and they found out that these people were totally innocent, and they had charged, Reiner had charged seven or more of them, I forget. Okay, but you'll hear about it later in the literature here. Go ahead.
He says there are instances where the district attorney would give criminal informers police case files to review themselves, making it very easy for criminals to concoct a false confession or testimony against someone else, like Tony Alamo and his churches.
Yeah, just say we're trying to prove that Tony's a child abuser. Not a molester, a child abuser. I've never abused a kid in my life, or anybody for that matter. If anyone in this church ever abused a child, they'd be sent out of here so fast. I would even report them to the child welfare department. And why? Because I don't like people who abuse children. I really despise them because they're taking advantage of the little kids who can't defend themselves. They're cowards. I had an aunt when I was just a little kid accuse me of taking leaves off of her son's rubber tree plant. I was only about 3 or 4 years old, and I saw I didn't do it. She had it right by a heater, a floor heater, and what happened is it must have fallen off from the heat. And she slapped my face so hard that I couldn't believe that anyone would be that violent to me, because my mother and dad really loved me a lot and took good care of me. And I really could never stand her all my life because of that. You know, when you do something to a kid 2 or 3 years old, I mean, you've made yourself an enemy for the rest of your life. Because I always steered clear of her because I knew she had to be a mental case to do that. I never did anything to her that was of any significance. Matter of fact, I even helped her and Stan, her husband, on many occasions. Okay, continue on.
Many defense attorneys insist that District Attorney Reiner and other Los Angeles prosecutors, such as Lancaster's District Attorney Fultz.
Okay, this Fultz was an actual child molester, and he was he was insane, and he was. There are records that he's insane. You can look in the files in Los Angeles. You see he's in prison for abusing children and his own children, and he was always beat his wife up for absolutely nothing. You know, in the Old Testament, and it was told that if a woman committed adultery, that she was to be stoned to death. To me, I think, you should put definitely the New Testament says divorce and get him out of your house. Okay? But go ahead.
Have had an organized, formalized system of using unreliable criminal snitches for a long time. They also stated that they have specific examples that this continues, even though District Attorney Reiner expounds differently. Reiner absolutely refused to talk to 60 Minutes on his use of bogus informers. To mention just one of many cases, District Attorney Reiner initiated false charges against Bobby Fielder, a candidate for the U.S. Senate. She was almost immediately cleared of all wrongdoing by the Superior Court, and the charges were dismissed. But in the meantime, because of District Attorney Reiner's false charges, her opportunity to make it into the Senate was obliterated. Reiner had absolutely no grounds for his false charges against Bobby Fielder. He was doing no less than smearing a candidate for high office using the especially deadly poison of felony accusations.
Well, he really, in his mind, had grounds to do it. because that's how he gets his kicks, you know? Putting people away on false charges. Then what?
He reduced the dignity of the great city of Los Angeles' district attorney's office to a despicable hatchet job, just as he is now doing against Pastor Tony Alamo and his church.
Well, this was years ago. This article that I wrote here helped have him removed from office. Then what?
In another case, an ex-policewoman was writing a book about the Los Angeles Police Department. As she was nearing completion of the book,
she was pulling the lid on them, showing what they are. Then what?
She was arrested in a Reiner-inspired police, quote, sting, unquote, and falsely charged with pandering.
Pandering, okay. Pandering. Do you know what pandering is? Okay, Sharon, read from the dictionary what pandering is.
Okay, a person who panders is a person who solicits clients for a prostitute.
So they accused her of being a pimp, that she was recruiting people for prostitutes. Prostitutes in Italian. Okay, then go ahead.
At her trial, the chief witness against her, a police agent, stated that she wanted to help arrest her to keep her from completing her book. After a brief time in jail, she was out on probation. But District Attorney Reiner argued that she should be given at least 3 years in prison because her crime of pandering was compounded by having written a book attacking a public institution and public employees.
Well, you know, I'll just know something from the police department there. There was a singer who sang in the movie Long Hot Summer. He sang the background to it. Forget his name. Rogers was the last name. Jimmy Rogers. He sang Honeycomb and songs like that. Very big songs. A very great artist. And the police stopped him one night, and they beat him to the point to where he couldn't sing again for the rest of his life, right at the height of his career. Well, it's a darn good life. Since I have a wife like Honeycomb. And that was, I really liked that song. It came out when I was in Canada, in Winnipeg, where it's miserably cold. And that song was so nice, I liked it. And he was one of the best singers in this whole world. And nobody even mentioned it. It was just over mentioned a little bit. Didn't mention that he got beat up or anything, but they beat him to where he couldn't even think anymore. And no one stood up for him. And I'm so happy to have an opportunity to pull the lid off of that. Okay? And he wasn't a black, he was white. Okay, go ahead. There's no such thing as a white person, incidentally. White, I see a sheet of paper over here. I'm Caucasian, but I'm not white. If I was white like this, I would figure I'd be dead. Amen? There are no white people. I'm green. I'm a Jew. Okay, we have olive-colored skin. So don't call me white. Okay, then what?
In a brief, Reiner went on record as saying that she should be thrown in jail not only for pandering, but also for daring to criticize the government.
Yeah, this wonderful government led by the Antichrist Pope in Rome. Everyone's picking up that style of living today to where it's making it unlivable for people that are of the Lord. It's just like grievous. It would be so happy to be in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
This Vatican government is evil. We must set up a government to protect us from this evil Vatican government. Regarding the McMartin preschool molestation case, District Attorney Reiner has been accused of, quote, outrageous government misconduct, unquote. After years of trial, one of the costliest and longest in history, District Attorney Reiner had to dismiss charges against five of the original seven defendants for lack of evidence. The direct result has been the torture of these innocent people. From the beginning of this case, hundreds of felony counts of child molestation were all inspired by the incoherent whisperings of a pre-verbal 2.5-year-old child and his mother, a known mental case, who later committed suicide. In 1980, as Los Angeles City Controller, District Attorney Reiner was accused by four different legislators of engaging in a smear campaign against them. Reiner criticizes and demotes other district attorneys, Prosecutor DeAgostino, Chief Deputy Gilbert Garcetti, who criticize him or run against him in elections. The Republican Party stated that Reiner found political fortune by criticizing the spending habits of other public officials, yet he uses county-paid bodyguards to pick up his laundry and chauffeur him around town at a cost of nearly $400,000 a year. In 1980, City Controller Ira Reiner was scolded by the City Council for a, quote, major miscalculation, unquote, of $20 million of city funds. To top this off, his error cost the city over $1 million more. Reiner was publicly reproved by the California State Bar for violating rules of professional conduct. He in turn stated, quote, the bar has a distorted view, unquote. Reiner's mistakes in this incident alone cost the city an estimated $2 million. Reiner refuses to show any remorse for his errors. Ira Reiner's wife is a Los Angeles Superior Court judge, Diane Wayne. Howard Jarvis suggested that Reiner's wife was appointed to the Superior Court bench by Governor Jerry Brown as a, quote, political debt, unquote, to Reiner. One reporter in profiling Mr. Reiner commented about his reluctance to ever discuss his personal life. Many of his, quote, inner circle, unquote, friends are of very questionable reputation. A prostitute whose clients are among District Attorney Reiner's elite inner circle stated that it is a common thing for her clients to speak of District Attorney Reiner's sexual involvements with children. Marvin Mitchelson is a...
So this man is a child abuser, and he wants to... and the child molester on top of it, and is accusing me... falsely, and sends in Lewis Tackwood into the church to make this charge. And you believed him, some of you people out there. Okay, then what?
Marvin Mitchelson is a good friend of District Attorney Ira Reiner.
Now, Marvin Mitchelson, his wife, wanted me to do an artistic denim jacket with a picture of their castle in the background, and also her standing by a Rolls Royce and a little poodle dog on a leash, and so I did it. And she wanted to start doing, she's from Italy, Marcella Mitchelson, and Marvin Mitchelson is the one that is famous for palimony lawsuits. He was a divorce attorney, and he did, whenever there's homosexuals were married, then he'd do what they call a palimony instead of alimony, that they're just pals or, you know, people that are their companions type thing, homosexuals. And I really didn't know it at the time, but I found out all about Marvin Mitchelson. And he was the buddy of the of Ira Reiner. So go ahead.
State Bar Chief Trial Counsel James A. Baskey said, quote, we have in excess of 20 complaints against Mr. Mitchelson, unquote. Mitchelson is presently facing possible disbarment. The California State Bar is also investigating allegations made by two former clients that Mitchelson sexually assaulted them. One involved a claim of rape. A June 60 Minutes report cited five other women who have accused him of rape or sexual assault.
All right, these were movie stars that people would go to him for normal divorces, too, like some of these movie star women. And then go ahead.
District Attorney Reiner concluded that there was insufficient evidence to prosecute his friend, Marvin Mitchelson. The victims complained that District Attorney Reiner gave Mitchelson preferential treatment. A Los Angeles County grand jury repeatedly requested more investigation into the rapes and sexual assaults and District Attorney Reiner's failure to prosecute Mitchelson.
When I was in prison, I went for a parole hearing. I was in prison for the gospel's sake. They transferred me over to Fort Worth for my parole hearing. And when I was there, I saw Marvin Mitchelson. He was in there, too. So, Have fun, Marvin. Then what else?
District Attorney Reiner refused the request, and one juror even resigned in protest. A prostitute whose clients are among District Attorney Reiner's, quote, inner circle, unquote, said that it is a well-known fact that District Attorney Reiner didn't pursue charges against Mitchelson because of their friendship. She said that Reiner is known to protect his friends and political associates who are involved in numerous criminal activities while fabricating charges against his enemies.
So when I was, before he went to prison, before I did too, Marvin Mitchelson called me up and says, Tony, I just love that jacket that you did for my wife. He says, it's not hers anymore, it's mine. Mm-hmm. He says, I wear it all the time. And I says, look, Marvin, because I told his wife to call me, because I knew he was buddies with Ira Reiner. And I says, tell Reiner to lay off of me, man. I'm not a child abuser. And he says, now, Tony, you just go to bed tonight and be real calm. You get yourself a good night's sleep, because Mr. Reiner will definitely, I'll get him to definitely drop those charges. Next day, it was in the paper, you know, it was even worse. So that's why I decided to put this literature out, because that guy was as big of a weasel as Reiner. Then go ahead.
She also states that Reiner, quote, looks the other way, unquote, in regards to prostitution and cocaine use amongst his elite associates. District Attorney Reiner uses mentally disturbed Lancaster Deputy District Attorney Fultz.
Yeah, Fultz, that's the one I told you about that is mentally disturbed. Then what?
Who says he issued warrants for the arrest of 5 Alamo Church volunteers. Fultz's witnesses are all criminals and are known to lie for money. Reiner's and Fultz's purpose is to malign and close the Alamo Church by lying about Pastor Tony Alamo with false child abuse charges. They wish also to inflame the general public with false media propaganda from the district attorney's office so that people will think that they're doing God a favor by murdering Alamo and destroying the church.
Well, I'm putting you away in prison forever. Now, like I said, these charges were all dropped, and they certainly were not dropped because of Ira Reiner or Marvin Mitchelson or this Fultz. Fultz was actually indicted for child abuse himself and child molesting. And he claimed that he was nuts. So they sent him to a psychiatrist and he was under treatment. And here he is. They still didn't fire him because of the fact that he was a child abuser. But they just kept him on. Okay, and then what else? And then they were attacking other people through Ira Reiner and Fultz. You know, isn't this? That's why the Lord says, and I saw that there was injustice in high places, that the judges are going to be judged by the Lord, and they're going to go to hell if they don't repent. I want them to repent. I want Ira Reiner to repent. I like the way Marvin Mitchelson talks. He seems to be a nice guy. And, you know, I was like a bad person before I was saved also, so I just pray for those. What kind of a Christian would I be if I, the way I was, God saved me, and I wouldn't have mercy on these kind of guys? But I just don't want them in office because they torture people so much, and they bring false accusations against the gospel, the word of God, churches that are doing good for humanity in the name of the Lord, and the Lord called us to do those things. Then what?
This setup is an old Vatican tactic to get rid of Christians, throw them in the lion's den. Yes, this order has surely come down from the Vatican. Reiner and Fultz are only pitiful little puppets and are doing what they're told by Rome's ambassadors, even though they knew that their careers would be ruined if the facts of their backgrounds and what they are presently doing to Alamo were to be revealed by Alamo's literature. Lancaster Deputy District Attorney Robert Bruce Fultz should be disqualified from his position because of his self-confessed mental breakdown problems and numerous frauds. Robert Bruce Fultz is a Deputy District Attorney under District Attorney Ira Reiner. He is presently under investigation and facing 5 years probation or possible disbarment by the State Bar of California. In response to numerous complaints brought against him, he has stated in a legal brief that his malpractice was due to his having, quote, experienced severe psychological implications, resulting in a total mental breakdown, unquote.
Now, this piece of literature goes back, 20, 25 years ago. See what the date is on here. This is nothing recent.
June 1989.
This was written in 1989. Okay, it was happening before that, but I just put the pen to it, and also Lewis Tagwood, in that year. So it's good, it's what, 17, 18 years, something like that. Okay, go ahead.
Quote, he sought psychological counseling and has been diagnosed as suffering from chronic nonspecific depression, unquote. He abandoned his private law practice in September 1984, along with all his clients and their cases. He immediately went to work for Ira Reiner at the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office and has been so employed ever since.
And he left his clients high and dry right in the middle of their court cases. Nice guy. Oh boy. Then what else?
Foltz is presently the defendant in case number C8741 before the Superior Court of the State of California and is being sued for legal malpractice, breach of contract, fraud, and intentional infliction of emotional distress.
And he's bringing charges against me, who's out there winning people off of narcotics and drugs and lives of crime. Unbelievable. Then what?
The plaintiffs are alleging that Robert B. Foltz abandoned their case while representing them and then fraudulently led them to believe that he was still pursuing their case for years. The plaintiff's attorney, Gerald Fink, alleges that Foltz will not produce documents, show up for his deposition, or even return his phone calls made to the district attorney's office. Foltz's defense to these charges is to plead insanity and hide behind District Attorney Reiner's office, hoping that the statute of limitations for damages against him will run out. Foltz and Reiner and a few other criminals are manufacturing the story that Tony Alamo is a child abuser. It is our understanding that the District Attorney's office is currently under investigation for using criminals to fabricate stories against citizens in the Los Angeles area. Admitted insane man District Attorney Foltz is the pawn that District Attorney Reiner is presently using to harass and bring false child abuse charges against the Holy Alamo Christian Church by the use of false criminal testimony.
Now, see, this isn't just confined to Los Angeles. They've been bringing testimonies like this against us in New York, over in Fort Smith, Arkansas, in Texarkana, Arkansas, Little Rock, Arkansas, Fort Smith, Arkansas, Dallas, Texas, Houston, everywhere we go, the devil just comes and starts doing following the same pattern. And it just keeps going on, and finally people start, the general citizens start believing this garbage, and then they want to just get a mob. You know, we even had a mob in the church over in Falk, Arkansas. I mean, no matter where you go, Dyer, Arkansas, the little town of Dyer, they were rising up against us because we've seen about you on the Internet, and we see all those newspaper articles, you know, they say, hillbillies, you know, you ought to get right with God, you know, and why don't you ask me and let me tell my side of the story, you bunch of weasels. You know, I'm Southern born also, but I never, I was born in Joplin, Missouri. In the Ozarks. And Susie was born over in Arkansas. And, you know, we always give people a chance to defend themselves. You people are the wicked ones. You would have been the same ones that would have come against Christ and let him be nailed to a cross. You bunch of rotten people. Repent. You know, I'm not holding anything against you. I was wicked too one time. But don't call yourself Christians. This United Pentecostal Church in Falk, Arkansas has been coming after us. They're jealous because we have beautiful flowers around our place and we're winning souls and we're making them look like evil because they don't win souls. And so they have to, you know, rely on these false articles about us in the past. but none of them are true, boys, so, you know, back off. Then what?
Louis Tackwood's long criminal record shows the caliber of Los Angeles District Attorneys Reiner and Foltz's witnesses against Alamo. Their own testimonies correspond identically with Tackwood's. Louis Tackwood is a former gang member with a long criminal record of over 41 felony counts against him. He began working as criminal police informer in 1962. After being busted for auto theft, he was left off to walk the streets on the agreement that he would cooperate with, lie for, the police and district attorney's offices. The police would supply him with narcotics, guns, and explosives to use in setting people up for busts. Tackwood is a professional agent provocateur, a police agent who is introduced into an organization with instructions to foment discontent or to fake a case in order to give his employers the right to act against the organization in question. Disruption, entrapment, and false information are his daily duties. Tackwood also states that one of his employers, criminal conspiracy section of the LAPD, spends all its time cooking up false criminal conspiracies against targeted organizations.
Now see, this is Louis Tackwood, who went into our church and then was saved in the church, and then he says, I can't stand what they're doing to you. And so he informed us of all this stuff that they were doing. Okay? So he turned out to be a good guy. He was an evil person, then he was led to the Lord by myself. Okay, then what else?
Tackwood stated that because of his longtime service as an illicit informer and agent provocateur, the district attorney granted him a, quote, license to steal, unquote, and in one case, quote, to kill, unquote, in return for his services. Tackwood admitted that he had fabricated lies on many occasions and had many people sent to jail, some even to death row, based on Tackwood's lying testimony. Three reporters from the Los Angeles Times, Newsweek, and Washington Post interviewed Tackwood at length and then took him to a lie detector expert to verify his statements. Chris Gauges, board chairman and past president of the American Polygraph Association, stated, quote, the examiner is of the opinion that Louis Tackwood did answer all critical questions truthfully in his examination and that his statements have considerable validity, unquote, in reference to his work and tactics with the police. Tackwood said that the intelligence division of the LAPD that controlled him also controlled murderers, and if they wanted you dead, they would set you up for a hit. He said that in working with the criminal conspiracy...
Well, remember they were hiring John Peeler to kill me, and he was an FBI man. So the government's very well known for this sort of thing. Then go ahead.
He said that in working with the Criminal Conspiracy Section, CCS, of the LAPD, the LAPD agreed that they would invent and exaggerate minute points and then blow them into a case. He said, quote, everybody thinks that speaking of the department, when you say criminal conspiracy, you mean that they're out to combat criminal conspiracy.
Okay, well, I see our time is up. But remember, I'm telling you these things because I want you to know, God wants you to know who the devil is and how he works. If you don't know who your opponent is, who your enemy is, how can you resist him? Okay? They're trying to make it look like our enemy is invisible and that these terrorists are invisible. These terrorists are right from the Vatican. They're the Vatican is the one that's doing all this stuff. All right? Now you say, no, Bush did it. No, he's a puppet of the Vatican. The Vatican wants him to take the heat for it, but it's really them. So they're the root. Dig the root up, and the whole rest of the tree and all of its branches die. Okay, those of you that want to be saved and be more informed than what you are today, all you have to do is ask the Lord to come into you and then begin after you, the hunger and thirst comes into you with the Lord when he enters you by the Spirit, to read the Bible and to learn all these different things and to be able to receive them. The beginning of it is to say this prayer to the Lord and mean it with all your heart. Because we don't mean any harm to Louis Tackwood or to Ira Reiner or to any of these people that we're exposing. We just want them to be saved. We doubt very much whether they even know because they're blind, they're in darkness, and we want them to be saved. So let's pray that you'll be saved right now so that you can help others be saved as well. say to the Lord, and mean it with all your heart, this prayer. Say to him, My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus, because your word says that all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord as Sharon comes forth here to show you four different ways that you can receive a copy of program number 247, free of charge. Go ahead.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Okay, till tomorrow, this is World Pastor. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. There's much more that you need to know. So tune in tomorrow. Until then, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you. And keep the commandments. You could run on, you know, if you're a criminal for a long time, but God eventually will cut you down. Here I am with the Stamps Quartet, J.D. Sumner and the Stamps singing, Run On.
My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on my bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. My God spoke, and he spoke so sweet. I thought I heard the shuffle of an angel's feet. Put one hand upon my head. Great God Almighty, let me tell you what he said. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Tell the gambler, the rambler, the outsider. Tell him God Almighty's going to call him down. You may run on for a long time. Tell you God Almighty's gonna cut you down. You may throw your rock and hide your hand, flopping in the dark against your fellow man. But sure must God be the day and night. What's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You may run and hide, slip and slide, talk about the mold in your brother's side. But sure as God made the rich and the poor, you'll go to reap just what you sow. You may run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Tell the gambler, the rambler, the backbiter. Tell him God Almighty's gonna cut him down. Some people go to church just to signify, trying to make a date with the neighbor's wife. But brother, let me tell you, just as sure as you're born, you better leave that woman alone. Because one of these days, you mark my word, you'll think that brother has gone to work. You'll sneak up and knock on the door. That's old brother, you'll knock no more. You may run on for a long time.